Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Homes Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Carolyn Formanek and April Brewers to talk about the Knoxville Streetscape Committee. Tell us a little bit about the Streetscape Committee.
Well, the Streetscape Committee was formed about 4 or 5 years ago when the concept of streetscape was bantered about. We knew there was a big infrastructure issue, especially around the square, and knew that we would have to replace the sidewalks and streets, and had the idea that maybe we should do something more than just ordinary. So the Streetscape Committee was in charge of assisting in picking out some of the amenities, giving a little bit of direction to the engineers, and kind of forming what the end-all project would be. And it's evolved many times over the years. People have come, people have gone, and we've been really blessed with a lot of good ideas and been able to work with the engineers very well.
And part of the things that you guys organize are the planters that are around the downtown area. Tell us about how that got developed and how that got going.
Well, about the same time, I kind of decided that flowers would be really good downtown, and no one was doing that. So for the first, I think, 3 years, I did that completely by myself and would get up every morning and water all the planters and the hanging baskets. And then I began to serve on council, and April said, well, why don't we do that together? And so I gladly accepted some help. And as that evolved, we had some other volunteers. Because a lot of times it's kind of a social thing when you're watering those planters downtown, because people, it's a nice time and people stop and talk or notice that you're doing something. And so there was other people who expressed interest. So now we have quite a fun group of volunteers who do that sort of thing with us.
What made you decide to go ahead and help her out?
I like plants, and I'd seen Carolyn up really early in the morning, and it was hard back then. Very labor intensive.
It was kind of arduous, wasn't
yes,
it?
Labor intensive. It got better, though. I think the more we practiced, the better we got. And
you're right.
Then we got a golf cart loaned to us by the chamber, and that really speeded things up. Now we have a gator that we use from the street shop, so we can haul large quantities of water. And it's fun. You know, it's quiet in the morning. It's a great time to be out watering.
Now, what are some things that people can expect to see around the square this year?
Well, this year we have anticipated that all four sides of the square will be completed. So that means 24 hanging baskets. A couple times we've tried different colors of petunias in the baskets, and we just haven't found anything better than our pink petunia. And so I think people will be really pleased to hear that we're back with pink this year. And we don't have a theme. Usually there's a theme for what we place in the pots around town. We don't really have a theme for that yet. We'll figure that out as we go. One thing we are doing, though, that is kind of exciting is we've decided to incorporate trees into the planters. So in a couple of the planters, we're going to have some crabapple trees. And then when they're done kind of babysitting them downtown here, we'll plant them either in the cemetery or parks as a way to get people more connected to trees in their living spaces, that they can see these trees and kind of interact with them and see that they're there, and then they'll end up evolving into the park, which I think will be really exciting.
And you talked about the hard work that you guys put into all of this and how you have volunteers are the ones that are actually helping out with this. Talk about the importance of these volunteers putting this stuff together.
You know, volunteers are the keys that intersect between what we're doing and what people can enjoy. And so the more people that we can have volunteering in a responsible way, the better it is for everyone. And we never really asked people to do this. They just thought it would be fun. And it is fun. It's not the easiest thing, but it's very fun.
We couldn't do it without the volunteers, because if you had to water 7 days a week, that really takes a huge commitment out of you. And we both have learned that, you know, if you have a commitment somewhere else, you go on vacation, if there's nobody else to fall back on, it doesn't happen.
I think it's important to note that as you've heard us describing how this has evolved, there's been no involvement from the city, with the exception of last year when city staff was watering the planters downtown in the baskets. Previous to that and this year, it will be completely volunteer, and I don't think people really understand what a commitment that is from the volunteers, and they really need to be appreciative. And I think almost every time I've watered, someone honks their horn or says thank you. They stop and say how much they enjoy it. So we do feel appreciated. appreciated.
And that's today's Knoxville Farm and Homes. Let's Talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, what a farm store should be. Thanks again to our guests, Knoxville Streetscape Committee's Carolyn Formonic and April Brewers, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.